For ATV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. It would be hard to find someone who has not seen and been mesmerized by the incredible, colorful, almost mystical photographs of outer space that have been made possible by the Hubble Space Telescope. NASA has just observed the 25th anniversary of the telescope's launch and celebrated the immense knowledge that the scope has brought to science. Among the biggest fans of the telescope is the astronaut who piloted the Space Shuttle Discovery to deploy the Hubble and who is now the head of NASA, retired Marine Corps General Charles Bolden of Columbia. He said the Hubble was designed to get past the interference of Earth's atmosphere to get a much clearer view of the universe and that it has more than fulfilled that mission.
It has galvanized interest in astronomy and studying of the universe the way that no one ever believed it. And it has truly become what we now call, we kind of coined a phrase for it, the people's telescope. Because it's hard to find any human being, whether they're interested in science or not, who does not recognize the name Hubble Space Telescope.
Among the information we have learned from the scope is the fact that the universe is not contracting, as namesake Dr. Edwin Hubble himself and other astronomers believed, but is actually expanding. Another huge and exciting piece of knowledge it has provided includes the formation of new stars and galaxies.
We now understand much more about how stars are born and how they die because we're able to actually look into the nurseries for stars. Like the image that we released yesterday, the latest Hubble image, is breathtaking, but the very heart of the image where you see all that, if you can visualize it, all the beautiful white, red, green, all the colors, that's actually the heart of the nursery, and that's where you can actually see new stars being born and new galaxies.
Hubble will last until at least 2020, but Bolden says everything man-made has a shelf life and wears out. Thus, the James Webb Telescope is scheduled to launch in 2018 to carry on when the Hubble finally runs its course. The new telescope will enable astronomers to see 100 times as much as Hubble, says Bolden.
The precision of the images that James Webb brings us will dwarf what we see with Hubble, we are told. We'll be able to look into the atmosphere of some of the distant planets around stars in other galaxies, around other suns that have their own solar systems. We'll be able to look into the atmosphere of those planets much more precisely than we can today and actually give us hints or tell us what those atmospheres are made of. Are they places that are potentially life-sustaining planets? And that's what's really exciting.
In the meantime, Bolden is proud to have been a part of history and remains in awe of the knowledge that this amazing instrument he helped launch continues to provide.
Hubble has caused us to rewrite textbooks in astrophysics and astronomy. It has helped us to understand our universe much better than we ever did before. It's really expanded our horizon on the universe. But I think more importantly, Hubble has captured the imagination of people everywhere. The fascination of people with the heavens and the stars and the like has just been fed by being able to get the kinds of images that prior to Hubble were just unheard of. So the number of people who thought they had no interest whatsoever in science, who have just been drawn to Hubble images and an interest in astronomy, I think is one of its greatest contributions to humanity.
This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.